Good morning from WVIK News in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. The newest Cancer in Iowa report estimates that more than 21,000 Iowans will be diagnosed with cancer this year. Iowa Public Radio's Natalie Krebs reports.
The report by the Iowa Cancer Registry estimates prostate, breast, and lung cancer will make up more than 40% of new cases this year. It also estimates 6,400 Iowans will die of cancer. This year, the report includes information on adolescent and young adult cancer rates. Mary Charlton is the director of the Iowa Cancer Registry. She says Iowa's adolescent and childhood rates are comparable to the U.S., but that's not the case for young adults.
Where we do see where we have higher rates in the rest of the country is in our young adults ages 20 to 39 and in fact have the second highest rate of cancers in our young adults in the country.
Charlton says it's unclear what's driving these cancer rates up, but says young adults tend to be diagnosed earlier with cancer and are more likely to survive. I'm Natalie Krebs, IPR News.
The Iowa Department of Health and Human Services is alerting residents of a potential measles exposure at a Northeast hotel earlier this month. A contagious individual from Illinois stayed at a Comfort Inn and Suites in Independence between Waterloo and Dubuque on March 4th and 5th. Anyone in the general area should watch for symptoms of the highly contagious airborne disease. Symptoms include fever, cough, red watery eyes, runny nose, and rash. There were 9 cases of measles in the state last year, and none have been confirmed so far in 2026. Last week, the DeKalb County Health Department confirmed a measles case, marking the 3rd in Illinois this year. Illinois lawmakers are working on a measure to make the ads that viewers see on streaming services quieter. WBEZ's Alex Degman reports.
Commercials on broadcast and cable TV have had volume requirements since 2012, when the CALM Act took effect. It says ads can't be louder than the programming they're a part of. But those rules don't apply to YouTube, Hulu, or other streamers. Democratic State Senator Mike Halpin of Rock Island is a sponsor. He says this should be a nationwide effort.
My personal belief is that I think Congress should act and make sure that this is law in all 50 states. But we need to do our part when Congress doesn't act. And so that's why I'm proud to be here, to make sure that Illinois is a state that protects consumers in this way.
If passed, the measure would take effect in July of next year. It now moves to the full Senate for consideration. I'm Alex Degman.
Political strategist Julie Stouch has turned in signatures to get on the ballot for Iowa's Democratic primary for governor in June. She says voters have told her water quality, public schools, and health care are their top concerns. And Stouch says Democrats should choose her over her primary opponent, State Auditor Rob Sand, because she'll work for Iowans.
I'm not going in to be a career politician. I'm not going in to have, I don't have my own agenda. I'm just finding out what they want done, and I'm going to go to work on it, and I'm demonstrating that I'm going to work on it by talking about the things I would do.
3 Republicans have filed so far to run in the GOP's primary for governor: Congressman Andy Feenstra, former State Representative Brad Sherman, and former State Agency Director Adam Steen. Augustana College sophomore Sawyer Carver now has a short documentary available for streaming on Roku. The film, Rock Island Changemaker, highlights the Atlas Collective, a small Moline business on Fifth Avenue. WVIK's Jonathan Turner has more.
Carver worked on the documentary as part of a team during their March 2025 internship with Fresh Films in Rock Island, a national organization that teaches youth and young adults the fundamentals of filmmaking. The project was part of Roku's Changemakers series, a partnership between the platform and Fresh Films that spotlights everyday people creating meaningful change in their communities. After competing against 20 other teams for the 4th and final season of 7 episodes, each between 4 and 5.5 minutes, Carver's team was selected last fall. Kelsey Conley, director of programs at Fresh Films, was impressed with the finished film on the Moline bookstore/coffee shop.
I am always so impressed by the work that students create, particularly in this project. I think it's really inspiring to see what matters to young people. And I think that this film in particular was really beautifully shot and really highlighted an issue that I think not a lot of people think about.
For more on this story, visit WVIK.org. For WVIK News, this is Jonathan Turner.
The Moline City Council is accepting statements of interest to fill a vacancy in the first ward. The position opened after Alderwoman Debbie Murphy's recent resignation. To qualify, applicants must reside in the first ward, be current on all city taxes and financial obligations, have no disqualifying criminal convictions, and no direct or indirect financial interest in the city. Mayor Sangeetha Rayapati is reviewing all submitted statements and will conduct interviews and offer a recommendation to the City Council. Submissions can be completed on the city's website. Hard copies can also be found at the City Hall reception desk. Applications are due March 20th. This is WVIK News.